We want to develop a relationship eventually, which we want will lead to marriage. But then, when we are exploring a relationship, we look at the good, but then when some other aspects start coming up, we start holding ourselves back. And then how do we move on at that time? Yeah. This is the burden of freedom. That means that I'll talk from a different perspective, and I'll come to this perspective. There's a psychologist, Barry Schwartz. He's written a book called The American Paradox. The Paradox of Choice. So that's the book he's written. It's Barry Schwartz or somebody else. Anyway, so what he says is, there are two kinds of people, broadly speaking. There are optimizers and there are maximizers. So, maximizers are the people. Suppose they want to buy a new cell phone, they will want the best deal and they will want to look at all the possible cell phones that are there, and then finally, okay, what are the best specification, what is the best value for money, what is the best guarantee, or what is the best brand, and they will arrive at a settlement. And the other, but for in this, to get one cell phone, they may spend 6 months. Just exploring, searching. On the other hand, there are optimizers. Optimizers are those who decide, I cannot get the best in everything in life, so I'll optimize. See, maximize means the best in everything. Optimize means it's more like a holistic picture. So, these are the important things in my life, and a cell phone is important, but I have many other important things also in my life. So they may decide, for the next 1 week, I'll explore. I'll ask people, I'll read, and I'll take one. Now, in general, researchers have found that maximizers get a much better deal for their, they get much better worth for their money than the optimizers. But, in general, optimizers are happier with their product than the maximizers. Why is that? Three reasons. There can be many, but three broad reasons. One is that the maximizers, they have invested so much time, energy, thought in getting that product.
that product is like for him like a girl.
I'll come to that point a little later. I'm not talking about the product. So that they have a huge amount of expectation from it. And the reality, when there is a small problem with the product, they're just so frustrated. So there is over expectation. Even the best. So there is, because the amount of effort that is invested, that causes over expectation. And then, second is that even after that, so there's over expectation, so there's disappointment, because no product can live up to that hype. But if somehow the product gets spoiled, then there is too much frustration. And even if that doesn't happen, still there is the nagging doubt. If I had searched more, I might have got a better product. And eventually what happens because of that is that, especially with products constantly being developed, always a new product sooner or later comes up. So then that's why they end up dissatisfied. So we all in our life, even with respect to products, we need to be optimizers. What to speak of with relationships with people. See, some of us may be more emotional, some of us may be more rational. So emotional people rush too fast into relationships. Rational people don't enter into relationships. So we have to avoid both extremes. So we may decide that like, okay, this much time I'll be spending and this much time I'll be analyzing, I'll be exploring, and then I'll arrive at a decision. It's never that we are going to get a perfect decision. We don't want to make a very bad decision, but in trying to get the perfect, which will never come.
Like searching the tallest tree in the forest. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we need to always move on in our life. So it's to a large extent. We can, if we make the decision too important or too unimportant, both are problems. But if we, as I said, use our intelligence, maybe one way we can use our intelligence is write things down. No, right, when the thoughts are in the head, they are always congesting the head. Be like this, maybe this, maybe this, maybe this. We get the thoughts out, analyze them, then decide, okay. For a particular amount of time, 1 month, I'll think about this, I'll pray about it, I'll take a decision. If you've done it that way, whatever decision we take, we'll do it with conviction. Mm-hmm. And in life, we really can't say that, in some cases we can say, but it's not that really there are wrong decisions and right decisions. We could say there are less good decisions and more good decisions. But in a few cases, we can say there's a radically wrong and right decision. But in many cases, life doesn't come with such black and white. So, if we have done a decision thoughtfully, then even if that turns out to be not such a good decision, we will have grown through the decision-making process, and because we have understood our reasons why I made the decision, we will make the decision work. If we have not gone through our decision-making process thoughtfully, even if we make a good decision, we will still be half-hearted. And even the good decision also requires work. So if we don't put in that work, even the good decision may turn out to be bad. So it's best to be an optimizer. Yes. Get the thoughts out of the head, write them down, pray about it, and set a particular time, finite time limit, and then move on. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
I feel we're all